I guess that's true. Some people just never learn, do they? Oh, yeah, I could take another glass of wine. Seems a shame letting the rest of the bottle go to waste. Thank you. Cheers. Thanks for letting me stay here tonight, by the way. If you hadn't agreed to letting me sleep on your couch, I would have had to cancel the whole conference. I mean, gee, who would have guessed the hotels would be full on the same week there's a bunch of people coming into town, but that's never happened before. You'd think your company would think of that a few months in advance before they book you out to speak, but here we are. I guess what I'm trying to say is thank you so much for saving my ass. It's so great that we could do this, you know, be grown-ups about it and not have to make it weird. Just two people having a nice, normal conversation. I couldn't say the same for all my exes. The presentation? Oh, the one at the conference. Yeah, it went fine, I guess. Only a couple of people showed up, so it wasn't like big or anything. I guess people had more interesting things to do than listen to a talk about customer experience and mobile marketing. Honestly, I can't blame them. It's mostly a bunch of BS, but the boss wanted me to do it, and it beats another day at the office. Yeah, plus, I mean, I get to travel, which is nice. I don't think I've been here since you and I broke up. Yeah, I moved to New York just a few months later. There was honestly no reason for me to stick around. Most of my friends were in the city anyway, and I was sick of my old job. And then, you know, it's nice to reset the environment a little, not walking around the same streets where everything reminds me of how it used to be. So anyway, how about you? What have you been up to? Are you seeing anyone? I thought I saw you update your status on Facebook a while back. Oh, you guys broke up? That's a shame. How long were you two? You know what? Never mind. I shouldn't bring it up. It's none of my business. I don't want to be that person, you know, sticking your nose into everyone else's relationships. I mean, I know what that feels like. I'm recently single myself, so. Oh, no, it's fine. I was the one who broke it off. I feel a little bad about it, but I don't know. I mean, I think he took it pretty well. He was a sweet guy and all, but it just wasn't gonna work out in the long run. And the sex was terrible too, so no big loss there. Thank God, 'cause that's the worst. When the sex is great but nothing else works, you kind of feel like there's always gonna be something there, you know? Afraid you're gonna never be quite satisfied with the next person. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, who am I kidding? Of course you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Anyway, your kitchen looks amazing. That's the new counter, isn't it? Yeah, I thought as much. Otherwise, the place looks familiar. It's a little weird coming here again after all these years. It's such a strange feeling. Being here practically every day for a year, and the next moment, can't believe it's been half a decade. It feels like yesterday. You've got the same plants, the same paintings, the same couch, even. It's amazing it's still in one piece. I thought it finally would have broken by now, after all the times we, slammed against it. You know what I'm talking about. I remember thinking it was gonna crack literally every time we did it. Oh god, there was genuinely one time I believed I was gonna die. The couch was gonna break in half and I'd be impaled on a plank or something. Dead with my pants around my ankles. You remember, don't you? Come on. That summer I was visiting my parents for 2 weeks. Must have felt like 2 years for you, though, judging by the way you looked at me when I came back. Standing in the doorway wearing that little sundress, smiling at you like that. The way that's equal parts, I've missed you, honey, and come fuck my brains out. Oh, you're gonna act like you don't remember. That's fine. I get it. We should talk about something else. Are your neighbors doing all right? Saw that lady who's still next door to you. What's her name again? Miss Crabber? She must be like 90 now, right? She's still complaining over the volume. I remember she used to bang on the walls, yelling, like, almost every time I was here. No, stop. Are you kidding me? Has she finally gone deaf? What do you mean, not a problem after I stopped coming over? You're kidding me. Like, us having sex was the only thing she thought was too loud. Oh, so now you're gonna blame me, huh? Like, you had nothing to do with that. I was loud because of what you were doing to me, so don't play innocent. Come on. You can't just fuck somebody like that and then expect them to stay quiet. It's not fair. And if I remember right, it's not like you were on mute either. Oh, yeah, fuck me, baby. I love when you moan for me. You're so full of shit. Oh, sure, yeah, sure. Okay, keep telling yourself that. You know, forget about it. I'm glad Miss Crabber finally is getting her beauty sleep. Speaking of sleep, my train leaves around 12 tomorrow, so maybe it's time for me to retire. I'll just go get myself ready. Oh, no, I don't think I'll need an extra blanket, but thanks. It's pretty hot this time of year. Sleep in a t-shirt and panties, so I should be fine, but thank you anyway. Is that enough? Are you done? Are you sure you don't want to keep undressing me with your eyes a little longer? Yes, you fucking were. You are such a bad liar. You can't get that picture out of your head, can you? The way I used to sleep, a thong and t-shirt. The one that ended just below my waist. The one that fit just right around my chest with my nipples poking through. You think I don't remember how crazy that used to drive you when you'd find me in the morning? In the kitchen, that t-shirt riding up over my ass as I reached for the cupboard. Is that why you agreed to let me stay here? So you can see me like that one last time? Why I wanted to stay here? In your wet fucking dreams, dude. Oh, I think I know what your wet dreams look like. I bet they start out something like this. Every single one of them, with me leaning over your kitchen counter. Or maybe not quite like this, but what if I pull my pants down? Does this bring back memories? When I stand here like I used to, sticking my ass out, pretending I don't see you, sneaking up behind me. As you press your rock hard cock against my... Yeah, touch me like that. Fuck, your cock is so hard, isn't it? That's what I thought. How many times have you dreamt about this? How many times have you wanted to kiss my neck like that again? Grabbing my tits, undoing my buttons on my blouse, one by one, while I slowly start to squirm beneath you, rubbing against your crotch. It's only a matter of seconds now, before your hand starts to slide. Oh, I fucking knew it. You haven't changed. Are you gonna play with the waistband a little? Try to tease me? Like, you have the patience for that. We both know you're not gonna waste any time going straight for my... How long have you been waiting for this? For me to come over so you can finger my clit again? Feel me getting wet for you? excuse me, what are you doing? Oh, you're gonna stop. Don't you dare. Oh God, fuck you. What do you want? Do you want me to say it? Do you want to hear me say it? All right. Fuck me. Fuck me like you used to do. Pull my panties down to my fucking ankles and let me feel that hard cock slowly pushing into my wet, throbbing pussy where it fucking belongs. Is that good enough for you? Huh? Yes, baby. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, I've missed your cock. I've missed you groaning in my ear, telling me how much you want me, how good my pussy feels. I've missed your fingers on my clit like that. As you drive your cock into me, giving me all of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock feels so good. Oh, fuck. Tell me how you want it. Tell me how fucking good it feels. Tell me how much you miss this fucking pussy. Finally getting to come inside of it again tonight. Not yet, though. Not yet. Not here. I want you to lay me down on your couch. And I want you to fuck me on it until it finally breaks. Yeah, I know you want it to. Lead the way, Daddy. This brings back memories, doesn't it? How do you want it? You want me to bend over the armrest and fuck me from behind? Tear out the cushions and do it on the floor? You could sit on the backrest and let you eat me out. So many options. I know what I want, though. You want it too, don't you? You want to see me lay down on my back, head on the armrest. Yeah, get on top of me. Get me one of those cushions. Let me rest my back on it, giving you the perfect angle. Yeah, this is what I've been waiting for. Just give it to me. Yeah, just like that. Ah, God. Ah, right there. Oh. Feels so good. I don't know why you do this to me. Maybe why you so fucking badly. Oh, I don't care. Just take me. Yeah, right there. Just like that. Oh, I keep pounding my pussy. Oh, yeah. No, stop. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Yeah? Oh, I want you to come with me. I want to feel your hot fucking cum dripping out of my pussy again. Yeah. Come with me. Are you ready? That was... Christ, that was... I'm glad we didn't delay. Do you have a towel or anything? It's kind of dripping. I don't want to stain your broken couch. Thanks. Did we actually break it, though? Did it finally give up? Oh, God, I think we did. Oh, fuck, I was supposed to sleep on it tonight. Well, at least I didn't die. Oh, no, don't worry. It was my idea anyway, so... Oh, God, I convinced you to break your couch. I'm such an asshole. I'm sorry. Least I can do is not complain about it. Oh, no, you don't have to do that. I don't need to sleep in your bed. It's fine. I mean, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. It's not, I don't know, thinking that you and I, you know, because that's not a good idea. Right? Right. Okay. At least we're old enough to realize that. But, you know, as long as we're on the same page, I guess my back would thank me for sleeping in a proper bed. We got this far already, so I guess one time won't hurt, for old time's sake, right?